They use that fire to drill with. I mean, they use the gas to drill with now. That's what you probably saw. They blow this, see, the gas blows the cuttings out of the oil, and they blow it over a fire like that. And of course, I guess, as it goes over their way, it burns. I guess it burns that stuff that they drill out of the ground.
Where do they get the gas?
Well, they've got gas wells all around.
Right there, huh?
Yeah.
Boy, I bet that's dangerous.
They pull it from another well and pipe it in there. Well, I don't guess it's dangerous because the well is cased in, you know.
Yeah, I guess so.
That Kelly joint there, you know, puts it. That'll make that airtight. You got to have it airtight to force that air through the gas through there. If they don't have gas flows, well, they'll use air. They'll have a lot of air compressors, you know. They had one of them here on the hill. South, you did it. They used air compressors to blow out that cuttings. Where they're near gas, well, that saves them. The gas is cheap that way to them, anyways. And they use gas to blow it out instead of having the air compressors.
Sort of raise their own, huh?
Yeah. When I was working oil field, they used mud and water, had three big old pots there, you know, to make the steam.
Where did you work in the oil field?
I worked at the Tonka Wall.
When was that?
That's about 15 years ago. There's been one well here for a long time. We've got a piece of land out here about 5 miles from here that the gas has been burning out of the branch for ever since I remember. It's not burning now. It must have weakened some.
Just a hole in the rock there?
No, just, you know, this gravel in the branch is just coming up out of that gravel. Somebody said the fire been burning there for, well, I guess the Indians saw it before we did. Years and years that it burned like it burned all day.
What do they call the creek over there, the branch?
It isn't. It's just a little old branch that they call that Burning Springs.
That's what I
wanted. When it burned up, when there was water in there, well, it had burned above the water, you know. Blaze flickering around above the water.
Oh, wow. I bet there was a lot of superstition connected to that.
I bet there was in Indian times. Didn't know what it's all about, I don't imagine.
Evil spirits. Or maybe good ones, because they can come there and cook their meat.
Well, I don't know of any old time Indians that ever lived there close. They must have been kind of superstitious or kind of afraid of it, because the closest Indian I can think of that lived there is probably 10 miles from there.
Wonder if they had some tribal person to come up there and talk to the spirits.
I don't know. They used to have, I guess. Used to have all those doctors and things like that.
How long did you work in the oil fields?
Oh, I worked, I expect altogether about 2 years.
That's pretty dangerous work, isn't it?
Yeah, it was hard work then. We had to work 12 hours a day then. Worked two shifts, you know, just two towers.